On Saturday, ESPN Classic is scheduled to televise a legendary high school sporting event, the 1954 Indiana State Basketball Championship. The victory by Tiny Milan High over Muncie Central inspired the movie Hoosiers, but Saturday is the first time a national TV audience will have a chance to see the actual game. Commentator Bob Cook explains why the memory of the so-called Milan Miracle endures.
The 1954 Milan-Muncie Central Championship game will be on TV. It's like finding out someone has found footage of Pecos Bill riding a tornado. That's because the Milan Miracle over time has passed through the realm of mere sports to become American folklore. Like anyone else who grew up in Indiana, I know the story, and many basketball fans around the country know it as well. How a team of farm boys slew bigger and better teams on its way to victory in Indiana's storied single-class basketball tourney. How hero Bobby Plump, now there's a great folklore name, held onto the ball, just standing there for as long as 4 minutes at a time before making the last-second game-winning shot. Milan, like any great folk tale, is told by many, but was witnessed by few. 15,000 fans at Butler University's Fieldhouse, and whatever Indiana TV audience there was in 1954. The closest most fans have come to seeing that game is the movie Hoosiers, loosely based on Milan. Thanks to ESPN Classic, you'll actually get to see how things happened, and perhaps be able to answer questions like, when Plump was standing there for 4 minutes at a time, how come no one from Muncie Central tried to take the ball out of his hands? Surely most people love a good underdog story, and Milan qualifies, even if that same team did make the state semifinals the year before. But that doesn't explain why Milan's story has endured for 50 years, growing in stature to become the Paul Bunyan of schoolboy sports. Milan, you could say, represents the triumph of the small-town way of life, and perhaps the pull-up-your-bootstraps ideal, that no matter where you're from and what disadvantages you have, if you work hard, you'll succeed. And in 1954, people felt those values were being threatened by school consolidation. Driven by the ideal that bigger was better, the number of school districts nationwide collapsed from 119,000 in 1939 to 16,000 in 1975, a loss of 13% a year, every year, for 36 years. In Indiana, having your own school, and your town's name on a basketball team uniform, was essential to your identity, so people did not take consolidation quietly. But in 1959, Indiana set state school standards that effectively forced rapid consolidation. There were 751 high schools in Indiana when Milan won the state championship. There are 383 expected in this year's tournament. Milan High still exists, as does Muncie Central. But seven of the other eight schools Milan beat in the 1954 tournament no longer do. And Indiana doesn't even have a single-class all-comers tournament anymore. Starting in 1998, at the urging of small school principals tired of watching their teams get pounded, Indiana split its basketball tournament into four classes, based on the school's enrollment. The small-town ideal, it seemed, didn't meet reality. And perhaps that's why Milan has a folktale aspect about it. A small-town team beating bigger and better schools to win a title? It seems as far-fetched as Pecos Bill riding a tornado. And is likely to happen again.
Bob Cook writes for the online magazine, Flack,